You pay for a gym membership and walk in confident as can be. And when the front desk person asks you if you know how to work the machines, you proudly say, "Of course." Seconds later, uh-oh, you realize you could have used some help, but you're too shy to ask for it. Sounds familiar? In that case, listen up. Doing certain exercises wrong isn't just useless, it can even injure you. 1. Squats. If you do them properly, squats are a perfect exercise that works out your entire lower body, puts muscle on your legs, and helps with posture. The most common mistakes while doing squats are rounding your back, going only halfway down, and rising onto your toes. To avoid all of these, try to practice the proper form. Keep your back in a neutral position with your shoulders back, your chest up, and your feet shoulder-width apart. As you go down, work your core and bum muscles and keep the weight on your heels as if you were sitting back into a chair. Keep your arms straight and in front of your stomach. When you're doing it right, your knees will push outward and your back will stay straight. 2. Treadmill. Cardio is an important part of any workout routine, and treadmill training is a perfect way of doing it. When you're on the treadmill, avoid holding onto the handrails. It makes running easier and thus less effective, and can mess up your posture as you hunch over the machine. If you can't run without holding on, try lowering the speed or incline level. Speaking of that, don't set it higher than 8% to save your back, hips, and ankles from a strain they don't deserve. And never, ever jump off a machine that's still in motion. This might sound funny and obvious, but it's one of the most widespread causes of gym injuries. 3. Stomach crunches. Anyone who wants to get a toned belly practices crunches. If you're one of those people but aren't seeing any results in your abdominal muscles, you might just be doing crunches the wrong way. Don't tuck your chin into your chest like many people do. This strains the neck. And stay closer to the floor. About 3 inches off the mat should be fine. Take your time. Going slower will help you do the exercise properly and engage your core to the max. 10 real crunches are better for your body than 100 not-so-good attempts. 4. Push-ups. Push-ups are perfect to strengthen your upper body, including your triceps and shoulders. They can even help you to work on your lower back when done properly. The elbows too far out, moving with your hips instead of your whole body, bending your back and neck, and going only halfway down are the most common mistakes people make while doing push-ups. Are you guilty of any of those? I am. To avoid them in the future, make sure to keep your back straight and let your arms do all the moving work. Keep your hands parallel to your chest on the floor. Your head should be in a neutral position, and your moves should be slow and controlled. When your chest reaches the surface, push up until your arms lock out.